Welcome to today's Sticks and Dirt Kidmen Podcast, a Christian-based kids ministry broadcast for the family of teachers, volunteers, and like creative soul winners.
Yes.
Sharing experience and experiments. And now, today's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Went old school with the intro today, just because I could. One of our original themes when we started. Actually, that was the original theme when we started, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize you changed
didn't it.
It's like episode 11 last time I was using
it. Yeah, close.
I thought I've changed it like three times. Maybe it's just twice. I don't know.
Episode 11 or episode 111.
Somewhere around there, things changed, yes.
No way.
Yes, it did. Don't argue with me. There's people in the sound room. Anyway, welcome to it. S&D Kidman Talk Show Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about Disorder in the Court. I said it because that's Three Stooges. Mm. Do you ever watch Disorder in the Court? Remember that episode?
Yep.
Three Stooges.
Is that the first one? Yep. Is that the first one?
No.
I think it's actually the first.
Is
one.
That
I don't
the
know
one
if
it with
is.
The parrot and the parrot's the one who's.
I think the parrot is in the courtroom. I believe
that.
You're right.
I don't even know who the Three Stooges. Who
and
you
they
got?
Have to
Mo?
Get the
Mo, Larry.
Dino
I like Mo.
Ziz.
I like Shemp. Shemp is my favorite.
You have Mo and you have Ziz.
Shemp was my favorite one.
You like Shemp?
Yeah,
he annoyed me.
Mo.
Grumpy.
And then Ziz.
How's this?
You're being silly.
Dark. Is that one?
Low Mary. Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Easy for you to say.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
So what we've done is, here recently we instituted a new character who does a very tiny small segment in our kids' church at the beginning. And got the idea from a friend over, from Nate Reed, who was here before with us. He does it at his kids' church. And all he does, he dresses up as a judge in a black robe and those big old white curly wigs and carries a mallet out there. I want to get me a great big old giant Bible, too, to carry when I walk in. I got to find one.
Well, I have one. We have one.
And you do?
Oh, we do. It's like
it's really
gold trimmed and it's really pretty.
It's on our coffee table. You've probably seen it.
Well, I probably have seen it.
Coffee table Bible.
All right. That is for coffee talk only. Take that out of the podcast. No one
podcast.
Hears it.
Edit.
Get some revenge. Make her hear your one thing today.
Yeah, just out of nowhere, just do it.
I will not be wearing the headphones for the rest of the podcast.
Put the headphones on.
You're not going to be able to hear us.
Yeah.
Whoa, Jesus.
What was that?
No, you guys have to understand the context. I didn't just say that because.
We literally have a plastic Jesus toy on the table here, and it fell over.
From episode 11.
that's exactly. What happened? It fell over and she goes, oh, Jesus.
It was holding our corn trophy.
This doesn't make any sense, anything I'm saying. I'm sorry.
And it has a golden corn trophy.
Jesus was
that
holding
we use
our golden
corny,
corn.
Or, what do we use that for? Or a corny fest or something? Corny con.
Corny con.
It was a
joke
fest.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh,
it's
hilarious. Jesus.
And we handed out these plastic gold trophies for
taking the Lord's name in vain.
Gifts.
And there really is corn. I'm not crazy, guys. I'm not crazy.
No, it's corn, and
we really
crazy.
Have a.
We'll have to take a picture of it. It's like that.
Yeah.
It's like that Jimmy Fallon game where like they have to box of lies, and they have to like explain what's in the box, and it's always something
it's
ridiculous.
Oh.
And like if I were
can
saying,
they shake it and sound make sounds out
no,
of it?
No, the other person
has it, and they have to describe what's in the box, and they have to tell if you're telling the truth or lying
if
about
you're
it.
Lying or truthful.
So like I would open the box and be like, I have. An action figure of Jesus holding a golden corn cob. That looks like Billy Ray Cyrus. And people be like, you're not telling the truth. But then I'm like,
there it is.
Corn on the gun.
So you have to try to guess if that person's lying about what's in the box. And they do have ridiculous stuff like this.
You
like,
didn't
this is something.
Let people hear my joke. I said it's corn on the gun.
And.
I hope they're better during Hodgings.
It's up to you.
But anyway. He uses the judge character. His judge character name sounds something like Cheeseburger. I don't know, but the kids get a giggle out of it, and they just...
Judge Burger.
Yeah, something like Cheeseburger. I don't know what it is. I made some silly name out of that. And what was going on was, when I seen that, I was like... I was already in... already told our staff that we're going to reinstitute doing the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and a Pledge of Allegiance to the Christian flag, like before we get started in service. And when he did it, I thought, that's a great character to bring out just to do the pledges and do a quick summary of our lesson for that day. And that's it. Then he leaves. And so we did it for the first time. And we're going to have a backup judge for when I'm not here. And we'll introduce him here in a minute. But the judge who we've got, his name is Mel, M-E-L.
Yeah, I came up with this.
Yeah, practice, P-R-A-T-C-I-S-S.
Talk about practice.
We had a different one.
And so Mel, your Honorable Judge Mel Practice will come in. And after we actually do our prayer time first, our comment section where we do our prayer requests and praise reports. Then the whoever's leading that segment tells everyone to stand up and all rise for the Honorable Judge Mel Practice. We'll come in there. And we play the theme from
Law and Order.
Law and Order.
Order and Law. Orderless and Law.
And walks up there. We got a little, one of the little stand pulpit thingies. And bring in a gavel and a Bible and slam the gavel down and be real silly with it. And then get the kids to do our pledge to both flags. And then the judge quickly just gives a quick synopsis. Today our lesson is going to be about blah, 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 blah. And we're going to go here. So if that comes lesson time, make sure you give attention to that. And then basically that's it. And then orders the kids to sit back down, you know, participate with the rest of the service, and let's stay focused today and kind of sets things in order. It's a really cool, fun way to kind of establish some order in a way, I guess, you know. And so he walks off, and that's it. Simple as that. Now, our judge, in case Judge Mel Practice can't be here, Travis, can you introduce who he was going to be? Who yeah. we were talking to anyway? We're interviewing him?
Yeah, Judge Tootie. Oh,
Judge Tootie. Yes.
And I'm going to say odor in the court.
Odor in the court.
And what happens with the...
Oh, every time you hit the gavel and fart noise.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, every time you hit the gavel, it does that...
Kidman language.
Kidman language. Yes, we do have psychological creativity and Kidman language here on this podcast, so listeners beware, be advised. So, and so, yeah, and we'll do that there. And it's just a fun little thing to institute. An idea into your kids' church if you want to do something like that at the very beginning. And he can be used, I guess, to make a special announcement too,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And so that character can be used for a very short time just to set things in order and get some preliminaries out of the way and go on from there and have fun and be silly with it all the way through. So what I want to do is take that a little bit further and say, what if we used a judge character like that for a small series or lessons, or more involved with a skit or something, or whatever, I don't care. Where could you go with that? And that's kind of what I want to, not that we are, but we could, but I thought, just for the sake of grabbing something to talk about, you got a character like that, what can you do with him? What kind of lessons could we go through and talk about
justice.
Using a judge?
Justice. I feel like, it's kind of hairy, but we could do like the adulterous woman, like type...
Harry, long arm of the law. Harry. Hairy arm. I see what you did there.
No, but I'm like, I mean.
Armed and hairy.
Stories like The Adulterous Woman. I don't know if you want to. I mean, you could do that one. Just,
oh, yeah. You can talk
just
about
story,
those stories.
A lot of stories like that where Jesus was kind of like flipping tape. I mean, because there were a lot of times where Jesus was kind of like the judge back
yeah.
then. Like, I mean, he usually ended up saying like turning the tables on them.
He turned it around. Yeah, exactly.
Turn it around.
So what are your ideas, other ideas, if we did a judge character? Because this spawned onto the last minute here, so now you guys are grinding your wheels up in your head. What are you producing?
I thought of the story, you could talk about the story where Moses's father-in-law says, hey, you can't judge all these people, you need some help.
Oh.
So you could talk about how you can't do everything by
there
yourself.
There you go.
And
we could just journey through the book of Judges.
Oh, the book of Judges, and talk about judges in the Bible. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, there.
I'd be purred happily.
Let's begin the show by starting it.
My slogan would be, I'm not a real judge.
Let's begin the show by starting it. That needs to be in our toy box intro. Yeah. Let me write that down. Let begin the show by... starting it. Yeah, we'll do that at the beginning of Toy Box. So when we do the intro then. So hang around for that if you want to.
I will.
So
I will probably be gone.
Oh yeah.
And no, we'll be done by then. You guys gotta leave earlier today. You said by 12:45, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got vacation.
Yeah, we got.
Are you going? You're going with Jared this time.
Doing Jared's vacation.
We're going to
have an actual birthday.
We're going to get some Krispy Kremes.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah. And all you can eat sushi.
I heard the prices are scary low.
Really?
So, yeah. So
now, for a female's perspective on this scandal, we turn to a woman. I was trying to think about that quote that he said.
So, okay. So, there's a series in itself with using the judge, because how many judges can you pull out of the book of Judges? Deborah, Samson. I don't know them all, but there's several.
Yeah.
In the Old Testament, we can talk about judges and give a little synopsis on their lives and talk about judges in the Bible. So that's a good groundbreaking
thing book.
To start. Yeah, start off with those and then start off with whatever you want to. We think about how would you teach judge not lest you be judged? How do you perceive that and how do you teach? How would you teach that? Because there, to me, there's something to define there, and I think a lot of times we kind of misuse that, kind of teach it wrong or whatever, misuse it some way, somehow. And so
I think it depends on what you mean by to judge, though.
Exactly. How do you typically hear people use that scripture?
I feel like people like to, I don't know, like I feel like a lot of people think that like that means don't judge somebody for something that they've done. And I don't know necessarily that's what it means.
It's more like you don't decide their fate.
Yeah, exactly. Kinda. You don't decide their fate, but it does tell us to judge by the fruit of the bear.
Or like, vengeance is mine. Like, God's the judge.
Yeah. Right. I think sometimes, because we all judge every day. Every day everyone wants to judge. And society calls it profiling. But we all judge every day on all kinds of stuff and don't even realize it. But that's what we're. That's how we get through. That's how we use a judging process to make the best decisions in life. I think when Jesus, to me, when Jesus was saying, don't be judging other people, I think he's saying, don't be condemning other people. And I think you guys are trying to allude to that. Don't use that judge process to condemn others because of your beliefs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't condemn. But
yeah, don't throw a stone at them because we can't live without judging in itself. That process, that's part of our life. That's how we make it through life. We and I profile and I see things and I call we all call things out and we see it and we judge and we make decisions yes or no this way that way by judging things. So I think a lot of times people have used that Bible verse to almost try to take that process out of your life, but you can't do that. And I think that needs to be expounded and explained to kids in a way. And I think the best way to do it is just kind of just like that. Hey guys, you make judgments all the time. In your life every day. So we're not telling you not to do that.
You got to use your best judgment. We say that all
yes,
the time.
Yes, thank you.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
And it's just what Jesus is trying to tell us. Don't go around and condemn people all the time because they do something bad. I mean, because we do bad. We make bad judgments ourselves. We do things wrong. So I think, you know, a little bit more deeper study and breaking that apart a little bit better and redefining that. Probably the best way we can to give to kids is a valuable talking point. Whether we use a judge character or not, I think that topic there is a good Bible verse to embed into our kids and say, hey, there's a proper way to read this verse because, again, we're not trying to tell you not to judge because that's part of your life, man.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do that. You have to make decisions in life, and you have to judge what kind of people I'm going to be around, what people I'm not going to be around. And what I'm going to say and what I'm not going to say and what I'm going to participate in and whatnot. So that kind of stuff is always there. And but let's just make sure that, you know, when we see someone do something bad, yeah, I can see us saying, you know, there's a way to let people know, hey, you might be doing this wrong, because the Bible does teach that and encourage that as well. But we can't go around condemning people just to build up our own personal, you know, ego, make us look better. I think that's kind of the premise of what he was going to, but
unless it's Jared,
because okay. Jared is so epic, right?
We gotta bring him down.
Bring him down a few notches. Another thing I thought of is we could take a Bible story and do like a mock trial out of it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know which one, but...
Almost like a debate type.
Like a
Ooh, that would be actually really cool.
A court session.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Have, like, break the kids up
the kids
into different
will be
groups.
The jury.
Oh, yeah. We
could the kids could be the jury. The staff can work up a scenario. Excuse me, a scenario and
like a skit kind of thing.
Present the evidence, and then
that would be really cool.
They could pick
really
like
fun.
A book from the like a story from the Bible, and then they'd have to in depth study it just so they could prove their point.
Sometimes trials last a long time, so it can be like a series of. Then go home, do the research, and come back to make
it.
The
end of it.
I think you have a lot of.
But it's gonna be like a deadlock, and like everyone's, they're gonna be like every Sunday, like oh.
like in those
shows where like you know like where everyone like no one will be
the juries are held out for like a week
and
two
we,
weeks
and we gotta like you gotta like formulate the narrative to like
Judah will have a 5 o'clock
give you, like,
shadow
a, what they call it a blanking right now like a twist in the story
plot twist
like where like right there bam
a witness some like random new witness that
mystery witness that's supposed to come in.
And then you can always do, of course, the Jesus and Barabbas. There was a judge and jury.
That's one I was thinking about too.
A straight bubble going to that one, and it seemed like there's another one in the Bible too, where there's other like court type proceedings that people were maybe not so formally in a judge process. I know there's one or two in there. It's slipping my mind.
There's always the officials. They would stand at the gate of the town, and then you would go to them and you'd be like, hey, this happened, and then they would judge them.
You know what would be really cool?
Yeah.
Would be the one about the baby and like
cutting
the baby in half.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, that would be good because
that was like a court thing.
I don't think any of the kids would be in favor of sawing the baby.
Yeah.
I hope not. We'd have a couple, but no. that would be a good court case like type thing though, to talk about because that was what they decided.
Well, so you could take that and not really use the women and the child. But have two kids and a favorite toy.
Yeah. Like this toy is my
big
toy,
expensive toy,
mine.
Like a PlayStation or whatever, a nice toy. And then the judge says, "Well, I'm going to just break that thing in two pieces, and each of you, and maybe get two kids actually involved with this. Don't tell them how it's going to turn out, but just place them into this and a scenario. Say, hey, this was."
And get their real toy from home.
Yeah, and see how they actually respond when the judge says, I'm going to break this toy in two pieces, and see how they actually get a response from it. Maybe you can, I don't know if that would work out or not. But, or I guess you would have to get one kid to bring in, how would you do that? I'm building myself in a ditch here.
Have somebody bring a toy, but then have another kid, don't let the other kid know, but go to the other kid said, hey, like, we're going to bring you two up. Pretend that toy's yours,
or you just have the adults fight over something.
So we can here's the thing: thinking of our current boys, they are going to, they're going to cry. It's not going to be good. Not cry, but they're just they get really passionate about stuff.
So we have two sets of brothers, so we could do like one toy that they share.
Or maybe we could have Glitzy's glitter, and maybe me and Glitzy fight over her glitter. Like
obviously
I somehow get a hold of her glitter and be like, "This is my glitter." Like.
Let me chop it in half, then.
You get half a piece of glitter.
You get a half a jar, and you get half a jar.
Everybody's going to be like, no, don't saw it in half. It's going to create a mess.
Yeah, everyone will be unanimous on that one. Like,
yeah, some of the boys will say, yeah, cut it in half. So
get a big chainsaw.
But either way,
I'm going to say, I even put some silly string in here, and then that'll get Judah and Titus on our side. They're like, don't saw it in half.
But yeah, I guess either you probably have to end up getting the staff involved with the defendant and the other side plaintiff. Right.
Make sure they're in. I just think our kids would have to be in on it because they're going to get really upset if someone would try to say that was theirs.
Yeah, that's true. So probably keep the staff as far as the people in the court. Let them, like you said earlier, just let them be the jury.
Yeah, that'd be
let
fun.
Them watch that. So, there are some good fun ideas here. We could do with this. Judgment Day. Mm. Ooh, that's a deep. Jared.
that one.
Jared,
needs to be
you
done
could
on
do
Halloween
your
Sunday.
Hell scenes for this that you learned from when you was a teenager.
That needs to be done on Halloween Sunday.
Halloween Sunday.
Yeah, next Sunday is Judgment Day theme.
No, next Sunday is not Halloween Sunday.
I mean, next Halloween. Not this Halloween. The next Halloween is Judgment Halloween Sunday. Or
what?
Judgment Halloween. Judgment Day Halloween. Theme.
Podcast edit.
Podcast edit.
So not a year from now.
A year from now, our Halloween theme will be Judgment Day.
There you go.
Perfect.
Thank you. Yeah. It's got, I have to think it out and process it, and then I have to put all the pieces together. So
Judgment Ween.
Judgment Ween. Oh, speaking Holo of Day. Which, oh,
Judge right. a Ween.
We can Holo take Day. We can take a twist here. I found some stuff on Instagram from some other kid ministries. Check this one out. Fall. This is what they're doing for their Halloween. Fall. It's this time of season. Okay, not fall festival, but Fall-o-ween. Jesus. Now say that together.
Following Jesus.
Following Jesus. Get it?
Oh, I like that.
Fall dash like O dash ween.
That's cheesy.
Jesus.
Are you serious?
Following Jesus.
Are you serious, Justin?
So that's a great thing to do.
We don't call it Halloween. We call it Fall Festival.
Yeah.
No, I definitely call it Halloween.
It's a Tim Hawkins bit.
Yes, it is.
I call it Halloween.
And I thought I captured another screenshot from another one, but I guess I did not because I do not see it on here. But I was seeing all kinds of neat ideas for Halloween that other kid ministries were doing, and I did want to share that one. So Fall-o-ween, Jesus.
I like that.
That's pretty cool.
We should do that next year.
Oh, we should. No, I mean, it's just like an automatic...
What is he so mad about?
We were just talking about we're going to do the
Judgment Day.
Judgment Day.
Judge-a-ween?
Judge-a-ween.
We're going to be baked potatoes next year. Not mermaids.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Travis.
No.
Hot potato.
No,
so took a turn there to let you know what we're doing with what we're finding and seeing out there for your fall festival.
Can you
yes.
guys do me a favor and explain to Travis that it's not a chili competition, right?
I don't think so.
I think it's just a chili dinner.
Yeah, I think.
But Travis really wants to judge.
I want to be a judge.
But there's nothing to judge.
From what I understand.
I'm just going to sit there and you bring me bowls of chili and I'll tell you which one's the best.
But what if they're all the same?
I want to be a judge for that.
Yeah.
We can still do it.
But it's not a cook-off. We've had cook-offs before, but this isn't a cook-off.
Pretty sure I won't be allowed to go home after that, though.
I heard that he was going to try to get... I don't know, 3 or 5 people to make their own chili. They had different brands of chili.
And I'll judge it and tell you which is the best.
I'm going to bring Travis
for
every
trunk or treat.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm going to bring Travis the same chili over and over and see which one it is. Because definitely this one.
The first one will be the best.
So, and on a side note, not this is relevant to anybody listening, but tonight our church is having a s'mores thing, campfire this evening.
Of course.
Now, who pulled that off? Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
No idea. I'm just curious. Is it the
came out?
Is the
no? It's just a church thing.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday was Saturday. Yes, we finished doing the pits out there.
Uh huh. Oh yeah.
So there's 2 of them. They want to do 3, but we got 2 of them.
So you can change.
We got 2 fire pits out there now. Yeah. Nice.
Huh?
So you can change cars on a race car now.
Oh, so we can segregate people.
No.
All the young people over here. All the old people over there.
Exactly. Oh man. Day late.
Suckers.
Stop it.
What so, is that? What are you doing?
I was looking at the church site.
So we have 2 new fire pits tonight. We're having a s'mores cookout thingy fellowship, which is pretty cool. And then now we have connects the next 2 Sundays, and then Halloween is on a Sunday. We're having our trunk or treat. Easy for me to say. After service. And
then Halloween after.
And you guys do whatever you want to afterwards, yes. Do your Halloween, whatever.
Our house is open.
Are you guys going to bring your kids?
Are you coming to our neighborhood?
This might. You did last time.
Yeah.
What?
Remember when we went to their neighborhood last year?
Oh, yeah. That's what we'll end up doing. I liked it over there.
We got
nice.
A good neighborhood. They have slingshots and pipes.
Everything and about pipes. The neighborhood is really good besides one house.
Which one?
And I don't... It's got a kind of like a white dog. Just really rowdy.
Yeah, he is.
He is rowdy.
He does say rowdy.
So
I wouldn't even disagree with that.
No, are you?
So, and that is Kyler back there, the world's youngest Kidman podcaster.
Loudest Kidman podcaster.
Oh, me and Megan finally agreed to a name if we have a boy.
And it is.
Is this like telling us something?
No. Uh-oh. Definitely okay. Not.
Oh, wait, well, are you serious?
No.
It's not?
No. I hope not. We'll call him here. Landon River. Henry.
Landon River. That's after the church.
No, we like the name River. I was going to be like River, but then like, all the River Church.
Landon. Might as well do a Bible. Might as well call him Moses.
So he's going to land in a river?
Land in a river.
Land in a river.
So. Kai thinks that's funny.
All right. Finally agreed on
I don't know
something.
How Henry's going to fit.
What about a girl?
Huh?
What about a girl?
So, oh no.
Wait. Is this for your segment? Was this going to be for your segment?
No, it's
Landon.
About it.
It's Landon okay. Pond.
Okay, so Megan wanted to, for the boy, he wanted to have the same middle name as Everett. So it would be, we wanted it to be River Lee. It would be River Lee Henry.
Now, you do that's realize that most, this is true, legit. Most of your major historical criminals have the middle name Lee.
All right, Everett. Really? Well,
see, I'm serious. Look it up.
Okay, and then if we have a girl, it'd be Roseanne because my mom's middle name is Anne.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I think of the show.
Oh yeah, true. I don't
want to
do that.
But River Lee is also an adult song.
Just do Anne Perkins Henry.
And I will sing that song every time I see that.
Yes, I like that.
Anne Perkins Henry.
No, she's like the dumbest character in any.
No, what? No, she's not.
She's dumb in that, and she's dumb in The Office. All right.
Okay, I'll agree that she's pretty dumb in The Office, but
she did nothing wrong.
But in Parks and Rec, she's one of the highlight characters, in my opinion.
Yes,
Andy Dwyer.
All right. So
are you giving the same name as yours? Like my dad gave me his first name as my middle name.
No, yeah. Your family's did that, though. Like, Amanda's middle name is Darlene, too.
I'm not going to name my kid after myself. That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're going to have to.
I wouldn't. I never would. I never
you're literally
going
to have to.
I'm going
to
have to?
Yeah.
Yeah, Henry, the last name's got to be Henry.
I mean, like, Jared Jr. That's what I mean.
Jared.
It's going to be little JJ.
Landon Epic Henry.
Little JJ.
Hong Kong Fooey Henry.
Hong Kong Henry.
Hong Kong Henry. Yes, Kong. That would work. So, in your speaking of which, the names we got for our judge, and we'll close off with this here. I looked up silly odd names on a search, and there was a list of these were supposed to be real, kind of like what Bart Simpson used to do with those prank jokes over the phone. Those type of names, and it was probably 100 names, and there are real names.
So excited! I do. I love this.
Those are hilarious.
I love
now,
those names.
These
and
were
I use
real
them
names.
Frequently.
these were real names, and they when you say their full name, it sounds like you're saying something else. Like Malpractice is supposed to be a real name, and it sounds like you're saying Malpractice. And my wife spotted that one, and she said, "That'd be great for a judge because it's a court related term." And I'm like, "Yeah," and I kind of just stuck with that. And then, so if you want to find a silly, funny name, make one up yourself. But to generate ideas, there are these funny name generators out there that
you
can look
any?
Up. No. I thought
what's the name of the judge that you were going to say?
Malpractice is the one that we use. I'm just saying there's like 100 on there that I'm trying to
I didn't
my
know
phone
if you had a name for the new judge.
Judge Tootie.
Judge Tootie, yeah.
Right, sorry. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, and I'm trying to look at my phone history here for the
I can't say any of these.
Websites and see if I kept it. I think I already wiped it out. And
I'm coming
I'm
up with one.
It.
I gotta land it. You just gotta give me a bit.
But it is like funny name list or whatever. The real names.
Bio problem.
And it's not it. No.
Amanda
no,
Hug and Kiss
no,
is one of
no.
Amanda
no.
Hug and Kiss
you
is
know,
a
I
classic.
Need, I need to play some LV music while we look for this here. On my other website browser.
Prepared or not?
Here at SMB, we strive to be as professional as possible. In the times that we are not, we provide elevator music.
Hey, would you cut it?
Okay.
Need to booger?
Yeah, there's some in there that's probably not appropriate.
Okay.
But. But I found a good list. I actually had some decent, funny names in there. And there's only a couple that I could refer to for...
And Practical Jokers has that whole bit.
Yeah.
Like, that's how we got Doreen Kind of Smells. And
yeah, we got Doreen Kind of Smells.
Earl Turlet.
Earl Turlet. Some good ones on there.
And, you just got to kind of shovel through a lot of stuff and plot, rake out the...
Cranges McBasketball.
Cranges McBasketball is classic.
We have, at work, we have this little skeleton thing that I've been posing and taking pictures of throughout the month, and we're trying to find out a name for him, and no one liked my name, so they finally decided on Skelly. But no one liked my name because they didn't think the kids would get them.
What was your name?
John Bon Jovi.
Oh, my God.
Or Jerry Seinfeld. There's more, but I can't remember what it was.
But anyway, there's all kinds of websites that you need to
Dr. Shrimp
through
Puerto
and
Rico.
You find yourself
Dr.
a judge
Shrimp
name.
Puerto
Dr.
Rico.
No.
That's not they're in
no.
there.
Count so. Ravioli.
So, all right, I'll let you go with that idea. You guys know what to do, how to look that stuff up on...
you know how the Googs works.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
You got the googs.
Yeah, you got that.
You got this.
So, all right. Enough for the main segment there. Let's get ready to go into our toy box here right after this. And welcome to it. It's the S&D Kidman Talk Show Podcast. We are 101.928 on your podcast dial, the big burp. The only podcast on your podcast dial. And there is the world's youngest Kidman podcaster.
It won't flush.
What happened to it? What happened to Kai Kai?
What happened to it?
Poor little guy. Did he fall down? Or did he get lost? He's just learned to walk a little bit.
I get lost in the corner all the time.
And he is in that corner. He got lost and couldn't see nobody. There's mommy. Okay. Our podcast episodes are available on demand, but not in demand, unfortunately. Today, my preferred conjunctions are or and so. My preferred adjectives, if you would please, is beautiful, great, and awesome. Thank you.
Mine are fat and jazzy.
Those are preferred. And yours are fat and jazzy. Okay. I respect that. And you can visit our mothership on sndkidman.com. Our social meds and Persians are there. Links for Facebook and Instagram. Also, you might find links to MySpace. Everyone's connected. Pinterest, but not...
LinkedIn.
Thank you. Or Twitter. I need to write that in there.
Google Plus.
Definitely not on LinkedIn. We need to add that to our list there. Absolutely. Definitely don't want to be on that one.
Or we need to join LinkedIn for sponsors.
No. You get on LinkedIn, you can't get off of that thing. They won't let you unjoin. I want nothing to do with that. Find our podcast at your local Walmart, Target, and Starbucks. People ask me all the time, Randy, where can we find your podcast at? You know, I've been hearing so much about it. And I say, well, you can go anywhere to your local Walmart, Target, Starbucks, and wherever fine podcasts are sold, and you can find them right there. But not, I tell them, say, do not go to
Home Depot.
Just for your own health.
Golden Corral. We do not sell our podcast at Golden Corral.
Travis almost wrapped up a Golden Corral gift card in my 30s, and I would have been.
Oh.
Did you imagine that last one you opened for?
That would be criminal.
Sam's has them, and I don't know why. Yeah.
Weather and traffic every 47s on the twos with our S&D Sky traffic weather and jet there. And, oh, there he goes, guys.
Hey, Bob! Hey, Bob!
Right now, the lines are open if you want to dial in or call the number 9, and we will get to your question or comment and
S&D podcast.
And get to that and let you on the air. As long as you call us right now while we're recording live, we'll do that. So, right now, let's strike up the polka dot band. Before we do that, we need to give a round of applause. Because I always forget. A round of applause for Gus Polinski and the Polka Dot Band, everybody.
Good job, kids.
Yes, ooh. Because he's getting ready to play right now. Take away, Gus. Oh, we're going to get there. But right now, I want to go through and let you know that today we have a full crew here today. And to my left is Travis and Alexa Johnson. They're here today. And Alexa, I need to... NFL fantasy football again.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I need to always have Alexa.
It's too late. All the games. Oh, no.
The games will start for another 40 minutes, so I am good. This is going to be a tough one today. Okay, Alexa, I have two players in here, wide receivers. Tell me who should I play. New York Giants, last name is Tony, or the Buffalo Bills, last name Sanders. Tony or Sanders? Alexa, who should I play?
Sanders,
okay.
What's your name? Tony!
I had Tony in there, but I'm debating between either one of those.
Tony scored 30.
Do you want me to help you?
Kadarius, yeah. Tony.
Do you want me to help you set up your whole team today?
Not today, no. I'm obviously pro. Okay. Yeah, no. Because I'm playing Travis.
I can help you.
I bet you could.
So I think you should choose Tony.
No!
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
No, Tony's terrible.
Don't you talk about the tiger.
They call him Terrible Tony.
He has an anger issue, but
they call him Tremendous Tony.
I think he could be a
all
good
NFL
player.
Players have anger issues.
So
that money.
It's called all that money.
Thank you. Round of applause for
Tyson, no toothbrush.
And Travis is doing our podcast jinx today. Pod jinx today. Hold on a second, everyone.
Podcast edit.
And Travis will be doing our pod jinx today on our podcast. Well, he'll give us one or two, maybe three, corny kid jokes. Let's give it up for Travis and Alexa Johnson, everybody.
How far?
To my right, hey, Justin and Taylor Benz. The smallest and youngest Kidman podcaster, Kyler Benz, is in here today. And his brother is the second. He is in the other room with Grandma, or Lolly. But he is in our midst today, but not in this room. And he's been giving some commentary here on the first segment and continues to do so here in Toy Box. I'm glad to have them here today. And Justin, how's your fantasy football lining up today?
Doing good.
Would you like to ask Alexa to get him?
Nope.
For you? No help from Alexa to help you arrange your team today? Or you?
I think Jared should ask her for advice.
Oh.
Are you guys playing each other? Just hand me your phone. I'll do it.
No, I think it's good.
There's a difference between pride and confidence.
All right, Taylor's drinking her Pepsi and now.
Excuse me.
Thank you. I was getting ready to say. Apologize for that.
Sorry.
I was going to say hi, but she already said something. Would Kyler like to say anything else before we move on here? Would Kyler like to say anything at all? You got the microphone from his mouth. There he goes. Give over Justin, Taylor, and Kyler Benz, everybody. How old is he now?
One and a half.
And there's Justice. He just walked in.
A bunch of toilet paper.
Justice walking with a bunch of toilet paper. That's nice to know. All right. Last but not least, he's Epic. He's our youth leader here at the church, and he's here with our podcast today. He's also our church janitor, and he lives here on premise at the church, he and his wife. And he likes drinking Keurig coffee, and he has his own segment here with the podcast. And he's Epic. Because he's Epic. Let's give it up for Jared the Epic Henry, everybody. Jared, would you like to ask Alexa to help you with your fantasy football team today?
I think I'm good, but I mean, if I lose, I lose. If I win, you know, I win.
Well, maybe she can help you decide.
He's putting it in the Lord's hands.
Oh, yeah, sure. Because it's Sunday. He's being
Act
religious.
Of faith.
It's Sabbath.
Yeah. Sabbath.
No, it's not Sabbath.
It's the Sunday. Yes. So, all right. Welcome to Toy Box. And warning, this podcast, as we said earlier in our first segment, and I say this again here because sometimes people tune into our podcast to listen to just the Toy Box, and I get that. That's fine. So we have to say that on both sides of it. This podcast does contain psychological creativity and Kidman language. And there it is. Be ready for it. It's part of kid ministry. Just get used to it. So, batteries are not included and no purchase necessary to win. Not responsible for personal theft or items left in your car. Actual prices may vary. Rebates must be postmarked no later than a day after hearing this commercial. See dealer for details. Shake well before use and avoid contact with eyes and skin. If rash occurs, discontinue use. Keep hands and feet inside the ride at all times. And member FDIC. Why didn't you guys interrupt my...
I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
Travis was about to do it, and I stopped him.
Yeah, he's fine.
I said, it's too late. Like, it's too late.
I was going to tell Justin Taylor to not buy any more toys because...
He's got toilet paper.
Justice is having the time of his
life. I don't know where the toilet paper was over a year ago.
I mean, that's expensive.
Over a year ago, right? Where was that?
Right?
I mean, that's an expensive gift, so...
Yeah, and be great.
Somebody is potty training, and someone just went number two all by himself.
Yay!
Good job, Justin.
Man, tell you what, when the coffee it happens, you know.
Big deal, I do it every day.
Give me language.
No one throws
Travis,
me a party.
Do you really?
No one throws me a party.
Two or three times a day.
You're supposed to every day.
Hey, we can throw you a TP party. Oh, okay. We can throw you a TP party,
you're
Travis.
You're supposed to every day. It's healthy for you.
Healthy.
Is it really?
At least twice a day.
Every single day.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. That is legit.
I thought constipation was the way of life.
Oh, my goodness.
Me too.
It's not.
You know what I forgot to do already, Jared? I forgot to say, let's begin the show by starting it. So I need to say at the very beginning of the podcast, the main segment.
Now, let's begin the show by starting it.
See, I have to train myself to start doing that now. So All right, here we are in the toy box, and let's do this. So, see if we can wrap this up in like 10, 15 minutes, maybe. Quit, Alexa, are you playing with plastic Jesus over there?
No, Jesus. It's falling. It's too heavy for him.
For those of you
who may, nothing is too heavy for Jesus.
For those of you who may have listened to our podcast way early in the conception of this whole thing, we did a section about a toys, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Little prize
toys.
The weirdest Jesus toys.
On Oriental Trading. And there's some new ones now. We could do a whole other segment on it. They just keep coming up with them.
Yeah, and we happen to have this Jesus plastic toy doll here, and
we just found it somewhere.
Looks
we don't even
know. Like Billy Ray Cyrus. He literally does. It's kind of weird.
We call him Achy Breaky Jesus.
Achy Breaky Jesus. Yes, yes, we do. I forgot about that.
It's like from the show Doc. When he was in the show Doc, it's identical.
Yes. And so there he is.
We're not sure it is Jesus. It might be because he's got his hands outreached. Like it could be like
it could be Obi-Wan Kenobi
reaching for you, or like his,
no, he's like, don't touch me, I'm sterile. He's like, what are you doing with your life? That's what he's.
Or he's like, I just washed my hands.
But why though?
He's pointing at it.
He's like, I just washed my hands. I'm prepped for surgery. Yeah, we don't know what it is.
Gloves. I need my tech to put my gloves on. Get over here. So
get over here.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, he does. There's a picture of Billy Ray and a picture of
like
Brad Jesus. Oh,
come
goodness
on,
gracious.
Doc,
that looks like a failed show.
All right, let's get this.
Five seasons.
Look at this going with some pod jinx because Travis has some new jokes over here. So let's go ahead and do pod jinx.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time for Pod Jinx, where corny kids' jokes never grow old. Here is your joy-filled jester, Travis Johnson.
Phenomena. Phenomena.
Phenomena.
Supposed to have that every day.
It's a very mild sloping over there. Just enough to go, what is that?
You guys don't do that every day. All right, I got this super silly jokes for kids. Clean jokes, riddles, and puns.
You think the kids would like to come in and listen to
they
that?
They might, if we want to invite
kids!
Oh, my God.
Come goodness on, Gus. I need a ear doctor, too. An ENT okay doctor.
You got silk pages, too, don't
from,
you?
Huh?
I get this generic one. It's got.
Speak the microphone, Jerry. We can't hear you.
I don't want them to.
Yes, we want to hear you. This is part of the podcast. That's what
I'm
this
just
is for.
Talking, it's between me and Travis.
No, it's not. You're on podcast. I'm. It's
fine,
talk
fine
between all of us.
Don't be rebellious.
Jared is saying he's complaining because his book that he does for his segment is made of generic paper, and Travis's joke book is made of silk paper, which is not true.
It's not paper.
It's not silk paper. It's like
if it was, he would use it as TV.
In the microphone, people.
It's got the cartoons.
Yeah, his picture, his book has picture in it.
It's got pictures. That's why I
colored,
like it.
Colored
it's
got pictures.
Picture book.
All right, I need you guys to pick from 6 to a number from 6 to 78.
7.
Okay.
Okay, number
there's
7.
There's only one on there. Oh, we've already said this one before, but we can do it again.
No.
No.
Do another one.
Pick
just
another
one.
Number.
Right, pick another one.
Yeah.
8.
Just going to go right through them.
It's not a herd of cows.
Okay. So there's 4 jokes on 8. So pick a number 1 through 4.
3.
Why don't you do all of them? These are all good for the upcoming holiday.
Oh, well, yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're all Halloween ones.
What?
So Valentine's Day?
They're all...
Wow.
I hope not. What does a ghost do when it gets in the car?
What does a ghost do when it gets in a car?
Buckle up, starting a
boo. We should figure this out.
Very clever.
Starts it up, ghoul. A ghoul. Like a ghoulish. Boo, ghoul, ghost. Start, seatbelt.
Start your
ghoulish
car. It's gonna be like start your car or something.
If we had more time, I bet we could figure
we'll
this
pick
out.
I couldn't.
They'll pick their own. All right. Fastens its sheet belt.
See, I knew it.
That was all right.
You need a spooky kid laugh. A spooky kid.
Like a scary kid.
Okay,
like
hold on. I can do that.
All right.
No, there you go. This one you want.
Yeah. All right, someone else pick.
Eight.
Do this page.
I thought he was going to do all four of them. All
right. What is a vampire's favorite fruit?
Again, we should figure this out.
I know I've heard this one before.
Fruit.
Pineapple, orange.
Blood orange.
Blood orange.
Blood orange. Is that actually the name of a fruit? That's just a flavor.
That's a fruit.
Grave fruit.
Yes, what I was thinking.
Grave fruit or grape. Blood orange.
Succulent.
That's a plant.
It's a plant.
You
shouldn't eat those.
Why not?
I don't think
I can't eat plants.
Okay, we're sticking with
you. Guys are on the right.
We're sticking with either grapefruit or blood orange. That's all we come up with.
You're on the right track. I'll tell you that.
All right.
Bonanza.
Think of bananas.
What? Bonanza.
Nectarines.
I said that, man.
Page 8.
Oh, okay.
Page 8.
Number 2.
Hold on. All right, I'm there. Why did the zombie stay home from school?
Because he's too... Huh? Too something for school. Because
he felt like death.
Because he's dead. No.
Too ghoul for school.
I like that.
Why did the zombie stay home from school?
His brain was rotting.
We'll make that my joke of the week tomorrow. Why did the ghost stay home from school? It's too ghoul for school.
I get 10% commission.
Okay.
15.
Okay. Deal.
95.
Still zero. Why did the zombie stay home from school? He felt rotten.
I said he felt like death.
But that's not what the joke was.
Well.
Is that it? Should I do the
it's
last
close.
One?
There's page 8, number 4.
There's one more. I like this one better.
Why did the vampire visit the library?
The library
or the library?
Library.
Why did the vampire visit the library?
Are you talking about this
that
one?
That was the one I wanted you to do, not that one.
This is Travis.
Page 8. Yeah. That's page 9. She said page 8.
Sure.
But page 9 is better.
Why did the vampire visit the library?
Kate.
I was going to say something really.
Dracula counts.
Would.
Oh, because he could count. Count the
counts.
Books.
He wanted to sink his teeth into a good book.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
That's all, folks.
No.
Jared, get talking to the mic, please. Would you please talk into the mic?
Jared.
I'm just talking to Travis.
No. You're talking to everyone during the podcast. Put the earphone. Why are you taking your earphones off?
My head hurts. I have to take breaks.
Your earphones have cushions on them. It's like a nice foamy pillow. Well, put it on and put the one
you
off
got
your
the
ear.
All that hair you have. Because
I bought these myself many, many moons ago.
I need
do it like that.
I'm hurting right here.
It's been on for 30 minutes.
Whenever we start.
We only have 10 minutes before they have to leave.
Yeah.
I got to leave in the car.
All right. You know what? It's time to get to Jared's.
Head hurts.
Head hurts.
Or vacation. I should say vacation.
What's vacation mean?
I don't know. Ask Jared.
It means you go somewhere and you never come back.
All right, Jared, what you got for us?
All right, I got three weird, like, laws.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Speaking
I don't know
of judges.
One.
You could write a whole book on that.
Yeah,
speaking of
judges. Perfect.
Okay, so I'll just do this one first. In ancient Egypt, killing a cat was a crime punishable by death.
Yes, because cats were considered almost like a god creature something like that. Really, yeah, I could believe that.
And these are the people who built the pyramids.
Kay. Yeah.
Every citizen of Kentucky is required by law to take a bath at least once a year.
Oh, my
Are
goodness.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's because they handle it in Kentucky. That'd be...
It's because you'd be in jail. Once a year.
I thought you had to say, like, once a day.
We need to ask one question. How do they regulate that?
Yeah, and if you're going to have a law like that, it needs to be more than once a year.
You need to provide an area.
That's like that's like probably the most pointless law ever created in the history of mankind.
I heard of
one. No, the next one's kind of pointless too.
You could actually walk a guy could a homeless person could walk into a truck plaza and probably get a shower, right?
Yeah.
I hope.
I don't know. Maybe
he just volunteers to wash cars for a day.
Maybe they have little like check-in things, like it's like a punch card.
January 1st, done. See you next year.
If you haven't had your bath, you have to walk through a car wash.
Herd
him into a car wash. Like, okay, guys.
Something. Travis, what was yours?
I heard one time. I don't remember where it was, but it said fire hydrants must be checked 1 hour before a fire.
Get out.
Yeah. Like, how would you even...
Please
how
would you
prove that time travel's real.
All right,
one more.
One more.
So if Taylor lived in Omaha, Nebraska, she'd be in jail.
Why?
In Omaha, Nebraska, it's against the law to burp or sneeze in church.
Oh my! In church? Now, how do they get away with that?
There's a security guard. Like
we'd
we
all
have,
be in jail.
But they just roam.
How do you make a state law what you can do and not do in church?
Anybody can make laws.
We'd all be in jail.
You have to Google that and see if that's still a thing.
It is right here.
They have a security guard just for it. Like they just walk around and make sure no one's.
And they watch your online podcast or your online services. Make sure no one's burping in church.
We got a 32-46 on
23-19.
We got Code Sneezer over here.
Code Sneezer
on aisle 3.
All right, is that it, Jared?
Yeah, that's it.
Are you
I
serious?
I wonder how full their jail's got with COVID.
Vacation.
What?
Vacation.
Vacation.
Oh, right, I think. No, I don't even know what I heard.
By chance, do we have any social meds and
questions? Some questions?
Nothing submitted this week. That's okay. I didn't know. I can't remember if we had any or not. So, anything over there on this side of the table, Justin Taylor?
I'm watching the Jags and the Dolphins play in the fourth quarter right now.
Oh, they're in the fourth quarter already?
He's watching a zoo.
Oh, they're over in England, aren't they? Or London?
Yep, they're in London.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. Games ain't started yet.
They just got a field goal kick in the fourth quarter. The Jags did to tie it up.
And that's your sports report by Justin.
The Jaguars.
Five minutes on the clock.
The Jaguars' first victory.
You know what the good thing is about sports now?
What is?
Basketball is about to start up.
I don't understand how people
Bulls are
that.
4-0 in the preseason.
I got a question.
Question.
Random question to think to make your mind think. Okay.
Please. Well, it doesn't do that very often. Please be careful.
If animals could talk, which animal would be the nicest? Debate amongst yourselves.
Oh, I saw that one.
If an animal could talk, an elephant.
Do you think elephants would be the nicest?
They say elephants are the nicest animals.
No, they have a good
most
memory.
Most polite.
Oh, you may
animals,
right.
Elephants have a good memory, so they tell us.
I'll tell you who would be last on the list, donkeys. They would be...
Alpacas.
Yeah. You have to really think this one out because there's a lot of animals.
The nicest?
A dolphin.
No,
don't they have a small brain?
No.
Dolphins are cruel.
Cruel. They are cruel for
they
very
are bad. They will murder you.
Okay. Are there like.
I see
what
more
animal
dolphins friendly to people than
no,
me.
I'm not even
like going to
say what they do. I'm not going to say what they do.
Squirrels are evil. Squirrels would not be nice.
No, Travis. Cats definitely. Cats wouldn't even talk to
maybe
you.
Maybe a dog. I feel like dogs.
Look
would
at Jared.
I feel like dogs would forgive easily.
No,
our dog forgives.
Sit down, Jared.
Like I can.
I'm like
cat.
Not. I can't think of like any animals right now.
I was raised by cats.
That explains your hair.
It does, man.
I don't know. Is there an answer for it, or
no,
is it just something?
I think
what do you think?
Probably dogs.
I feel like they would forget the quickest.
Forgive
what?
Forgive the quickest.
Who,
dogs?
Like I can scream and yell at my dog, and then 5 seconds later he's like,
"Ball."
That's true.
That's just being dumb.
Yeah, I feel like whatever animal has the smallest brain is going to be the least.
Meerkat
like,
would be the nicest one.
Ellen.
I just think with the dog because they're most pet friendly.
No, going meerkat.
That's true.
But if they could talk, then it's not really a question. Then, if like we already know,
meerkat.
If
dogs could talk, we could.
If all animals started talking now, which
what
one
if
would be
bears
the
are the nicest?
Yeah.
What if they talk? What if they talked before? Because remember when the dog talked?
Well, if they
talked,
we can finally find out what a dog's saying at 12
surprised.
O'clock in the morning.
He wasn't even surprised that the donkey was talking. Balaam.
Yeah.
He didn't say he was surprised that the donkey was talking.
It's a meerkat.
You know what? That is a good perspective when you think about that Bible story, that there was no scripture written down. Like, what the heck is that? Why is a donkey talking to me right now?
And he was shocked by the way the donkey talked to him. No, he's like, he just starts talking to it like it's normal.
Maybe it's a raccoon.
He's like, the donkey's like, why are you hitting me? Because you keep going this way and I need you to go straight.
Exactly. Like, it's like a normal thing. That's a good point. Yes, exactly right.
Thank you.
I never thought about that, but that's true.
Meerkat.
Like, if a donkey started talking to me, I'd be cool. Why is this donkey talking?
I'd run away, man.
I'm right here.
It'd be freaky. It would. So,
I think raccoons, because they would want your trash, so they'd be polite to you.
They're bandits.
Because they want
bandits
your trash.
Bandits aren't nice.
But they'll still rob trash you blind, bandit. Though.
They would.
They'd still rob you blind when they could. They'd be real nice and talk
like
to you.
It's like seeing a possum.
They eat your trash.
Possum
still
might be nice.
Stuff.
They're rabid.
They could.
They're rabid.
That's, no, they're good. They're good
that's,
society.
That's, you guys that's not ever, their fault.
Possums are really good for us. They really are.
Oh, okay. There is an animal. I can't remember what it's called. Where's my phone?
Oh, wait. You know who's not the nicest? Honey badger.
There's this animal that looks like it's always nervous.
Platypus would be the nicest animal. Sorry. That's
I think
random.
That would be the nicest one because it looks like it's always just so nervous. Like, hi.
What is it? Like a
I can't
tree
remember.
Animal?
It's one. It's one from Australia.
Oh.
I don't know. Let me see.
Koala
your
bears
phone.
Would probably
watching
be
a game right
can
now.
I see your
a
can
sloth.
I use Google?
Listen, koala bears.
Safari.
I feel like.
I think I know what you're talking about. Did they have them on whatchamacallit all the time? I'm trying to think of the name of them.
An otter. Our studio audience back there says otter.
An otter.
I'm gonna say a snake.
Snake? I don't know.
No.
I guess it depends if it's a poisonous snake or not.
Think about
technically,
it.
Technically, no.
Think
snakes
about
are
it.
Poisonous.
Snakes are just chilling.
A garter snake, or black snake. I could go
you're
with
you. You're chilling
you.
As a snake, and you're just going about your day. You
yeah.
see somebody, they're either gonna scream and run, or they're gonna try to kill you.
Uh huh.
So okay. What are you gonna do? You're gonna run okay. away. But when you slither, it looks even more weird.
Are we
gonna
use
like,
that
all right,
same
it's called
logic
a,
deer,
a pangolin.
Oh yeah.
Pangolin.
A pangolin or pangolin or something like that. It looks like it's so nervous all the time, and it's adorable.
I've never heard of such a thing. Is it half penguin, half
it's
lion?
It's adorable. Look how cute it is.
I can't. Like you're freaking, showing Jared.
It looks like a tree.
It's
it looks
so
like a,
cute.
Looks like between a sloth and a... looks like a sloth.
It looks like,
it
a,
looks
sloth
like
a
sloth
and
armadillo.
An armadillo.
Armadillo, yeah. Yes.
Looks
like a
like
picture of
so
armadillo.
Cute, but look how he looks nervous.
No.
You know who? What would be the
he
nicest?
He needs to be in a new Pixar movie. They need to get that picture and put him in it. Get
like,
animal,
look at it. It looks so nervous and adorable.
You know
what,
he'll probably eat your head off.
You know what would be the best, the nicest animal? Panda bear. I think
okay.
panda bears would be the nicest.
Give it some bamboo
I,
and
I
really
can,
like,
I can,
cool.
I, or,
chill.
Or koala bear.
Right, here's
a
good
red
question.
Panda.
Here's if
racist.
If animals could talk,
uh-huh.
which one would be the most misunderstood? Like, we misunderstand
owls.
What they are.
Oh, nice
spiders.
One.
Spiders,
owls.
Very
spiders,
much so.
Spiders.
Spiders. Dude, everybody is so
bees.
Scared of spiders.
So this animal will say, hey, you all
just
have
help.
Just misjudged me. I am not
I'm just trying to be out
I'm,
of my
I don't
business,
fit that like. Stereotype whatsoever. I am. This is what I really
yep,
am.
Yep, spiders.
Bees.
I think a lot of
bees. Yeah, they're chill.
Now bees.
Not wasps.
No, I'd say more like a wasp or hornets.
I hate wasps. There's no reason for wasps.
Think about it, dude.
They're very territorial.
Say you go in their territory, they're like, I got to defend my wife. That means stinging him, and then I'm going to die. That's like an intense movie scene. It's like,
smarter.
He died. Think about how sad that is for that whole bee kingdom. But it's just that.
So next time you walk to a wasp hornet territory, you're just going to let them dominate you?
Is a
I'll run, but like it's
are you
just
gonna,
sad.
Are you going to take
they're
a knee to the hornets?
Themselves.
I'm sorry, I invaded your territory.
I'm going
to
try.
No, God gave me dominion. I'm chopping down your tree and putting a blowtorch to your freaking hornet nest before
Randy,
you kill me and my
I'm
kids.
I'm a vegetarian, okay?
Goodness. And that's all the time we have for today.
All right, thank you so much for being with us there at the podcast. Travis liked to have to leave for a birthday party, right?
Yeah.
Right? All
God
right.
forbid someone has to leave this place earlier.
It's my birthday.
Not be condemned over it.
It's
now listen.
Alexa's
so you're saying
birthday.
The wife's birthdays don't matter?
Alexa's
that's what you're saying?
No.
That's what she said.
If it was your
but
birthday,
my physical, like, my
that'd
physical
be different.
Being.
When's your birthday, Jared?
April.
April. April 1st. It is not April.
It's April 13th.
I thought it was a different month.
Friday the 13th. No, dude. It's April. I was born in April, probably the same
what's
day
your
Jesus
sign?
Was born.
What's your sign?
Really?
What's your zodiac sign?
I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate
can I tell you a
stuff.
Better way to tell something about a person?
I know I'm an Aries, rather but than, I'm not saying yeah, that I am.
Rather than your stupid signs, a better way to tell about a person, their Chick-fil-A sauce.
What?
What Chick-fil-A sauce do you use?
There's only one.
No,
like what sauce do you pick?
I like the Chick-fil-A. Buffalo sauce, Sangi Buffalo.
That's I thought when you say Chick-fil-A, it's just like the original Chick-fil-A sauce.
No,
period.
What sauce do you get? Because
there's the buffalo and there's Polynesian.
That tells me more about your personality.
I like
your zodiac sign.
I like the Polynesian and buffalo. I'll mix them together.
See. I don't know what that tells me
I'm
about
strictly
you,
Chick-fil-A sauce.
I just confused
I'm strictly Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah. I feel like you can bundle people and like basics. In groups. You can group people by that.
If I have chicken tenders over there, like from Chick-fil-A, I like having the buffalo and the Polynesian. I dip both of them together.
See, I have Polynesian all the way.
I get that
me.
Sweet and spicy thing going together.
Polynesian.
I always get like Polynesian and sweet and sour everywhere though. Like no matter.
Sweet and sour with my chicken nuggies at McDonald's
and Wendy's.
Can we get chicken nuggets on the way?
No,
Chick-fil-A's closed today.
It's
Sunday.
Not about you, Travis. It's her birthday.
It's an all-you-can-eat. You gotta save up your hunger.
But I'm hungry now. And it takes
it
45
it.
Minutes to get there.
Okay, do let's get out of here. Hey, Mr. Rogers, get us out of here. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you all next time, whenever that's going to be. We won't see you, but we'll talk to you.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
You know, you can always help to make each day a special day by just your being yourself. You grow in your own way. Everyone does. That's one reason each one of us is different and special. And people can like us exactly as we are.
Stay tuned for Coffee Talk. Sponsored by BlackJarCoffee.com.
I'm 30.
Oh, so you're allowed. But I can't.
Welcome to Coffee Talk,
it's
brought to you by Black
Jared
Jar
Henry.
Coffee.
Podcast edit.
Welcome to Coffee Talk. See, now you got
podcast edit.
Welcome to Coffee Talk, brought to you by
No Time to Die in theaters October 11th. Da 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 da.
BlackJarCoffee.com.
Nice.
Hey,
so, my coffee.
Yeah. Your coffee's ready. It's your cheap generic Keurig machine.
I'm telling you right now, it's nothing to do with a seasonal thing. Pumpkin spice signature latte from Dunkin' is like the best coffee.
Said every
everything
white
pumpkin
girl
spice is the
in
best.
America.
So, Lex, what was your...
And Justin Bench.
You're just going to do a microwave and hot potato trunk or treat thing.
Yes.
But that's going to be for next year.
It's so good.
I mean, Travis
it's
is still not into
coffee.
It. Well,
Justin,
originally
are you
we looked
beat me this
for...
Week?
We were going to be Mr. and Mrs.
Like
Potato Head,
be.
But they don't have good Mrs. Potato Head costumes. Like, but they had potato costumes we found. And then I said, wait a second. What if...
It doesn't matter. You can still
I have...
I like the baked potato and foil costume that you found.
Got like 37 points.
It was like a big slip over thing.
Monday,
he only had... And then they had... Like I thought about getting like a big
Smith
picture
like
of a
right
microwave,
now, like
great. Well, that was a
blown up and put it hang it from the trunk.
Yeah,
yeah. Make your trunk look like a microwave.
And then they had stickers.
Now, would one of you guys be a hot potato in a foil, and one of you be like I don't know, a stick of butter or sour cream?
No,
we'd
both be potatoes. Hot
stupid
potato.
Good for like
both
not
okay.
Really caring.
Oh yeah, like this one. Like we'd put that up. Like,
caution, microwave in use.
Yeah, and then we would just we'd play microwave sounds or hot
it's just
potato.
Just all because of Derrick Henry. I just know Derrick Henry's a beast. Like,
but now I guess we're gonna be mermaids.
And so. I saw articles.
How much did you get Derrick
Taylor
Henry for out of fantasy
like
football?
$45.
Oh, I bet you got him for like a couple bucks. Who was it you got for like
I
nothing?
I got Jalen Hurts for $2.
Oh well, that's about all he's worth anyway.
No, he's not.
He's
not.
Doing good.
He's a top five QB right now.
He is.
Yeah.
Where'd he come from?
He's already. He earned 37 points just this week alone.
Suckers.
Dang.
I still get points, though. I still get points. Fantasy football ain't about teams winning. Okay, well, it's because he runs and throws.
Have you lost a game yet, Jared?
I've lost two, I think.
Oh, wow. Last time I checked, I thought you were like 4-1, but never mind.
I was 3-1, and then Randy beat me because I didn't start.
By the hair of my chain, chain.
I didn't start a wide receiver who got like 40 points randomly, and I was like, great. So I started him this week, and he only got 4 on Thursday Night Football.
If I'm being honest, I think I'm probably going to beat you. The only reason why I say that is because Amari Cooper, they're at New England this week. That's a pretty decent matchup. I think Amari Cooper's going to do really, really well.
They have a pretty good defense, don't they? New England?
They got a lot of their newer
the
players.
The heater was running in connection this morning.
Lineup.
Good. Well, you know why? Because
that's
it's automatic.
That's
that
the way
water
the Lord
heater
intended
thing.
It.
No, not that hot.
Dude.
It's still mild weather.
I'm pretty sure I left the furnace on, or the little fireplace on at home.
Dude,
so.
I need to start, like,
are we watching? Where's my kids at? Anybody watch? Are they just strolling around?
One took snacks.
Kids are roaming loose in church.
That one's just crawling by himself.
Will you throw me a? Can you go get me some?
Some what?
Yeah. I knew you'd see those over there. Those are from Jason's college team. He gave us all that stuff over there.
This was my last weekend I could have gone.
And I brought the candies.
Now I'm kicked out. Because we're going to all you can eat after this.
Hey, Taylor, give me one of those York peppermint patties or two of them.
Japanese.
Little bite-sized thingies. Justice, you going to say anything on the microphone? You need to put the earphones on so you can hear yourself. You want the gummies.
What do you say?
Do you need a good quarterback, Travis? I'll trade you Baker Mayfield for a good wide receiver.
Define a good wide receiver.
I need a good wide receiver.
True at all.
Like someone who's going to get points.
But that's not what we're talking about.
You get my phone out of my purse. Yeah, my chair, boy.
I have Allen Robinson from the Bears.
Well, check.
Nobody really
I
cares.
Want you to see if you want Baker Mayfield first. I don't want to cheat you right now. Go look at his points.
I like Daniel Jones.
This is a cutthroat game, all right? There is no, like, trying to get fair trade. You try to trick the person into giving you the best player possible.
No, I don't do that. Just see what you think.
I got Daniel Jones.
And then come at me.
You know, I didn't just come in.
Yeah, Daniel Jones, who is injury prone. He just got a concussion last week.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
Let me see your team. Who are you?
Van Buren boys.
I always think of the Von Erich. No, not Von. Is it Von Erich boys in wrestling?
This is Von Erich.
They all like died. They're all cursed.
Is there an ink pen on this table somewhere? Yes, there is. Thank you.
I have AJ Green from the Cardinals. I didn't realize bye week started. My kicker is on bye.
Nice.
Yeah, my family league, I'm not doing the greatest, but the church league, I'm doing pretty good.
I mean, it's early, my man.
It's Dr. Phil.
What's up? It's Jim Britton.
Oh, Daniel Jones got hurt, didn't he?
He's back to this week, so I don't
know
how he's
going to
do.
He's a good quarterback, though.
Chris Carson and Russell Wilson both got on the IR list, so they're not even going to be playing for the next 3 weeks.
What you just said, and God bless you for
Seahawks will be lucky to make it to the playoffs.
See what Geno's got this week, right? Who do they play? Steelers.
We're going to go see the game tonight. Right?
I guess it's normal for wide receivers to not.
I surprised him.
That's awesome.
And Facebook ruined my surprise.
Why?
Because he always says, I never get on Facebook. And then the day that I posted, I'm looking for tickets, right.
I told my story.
Are you guys going today?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
One of the football games, Seattle and Pittsburgh.
Man, that's pretty cool.
The reason why I was on my way to take the boys to Stacy's, right? And I'm still trying to sell that late in the marketplace. And I was thinking about that this morning on the way, that morning taking the boys to Stacy's. I was thinking, you know, I wonder if, you know, there's anybody commenting on it. We need to get it sold, blah, 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 right? And so I'm like, okay, cool. Well, hopefully she, you know, it's you know, it's on the marketplace. And then like 10 seconds later, I get an email notification.
It's from the marketplace?
Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
I got an email notification saying that she had posted something. I'm like, oh, okay, so she just maybe just renewed or something like that. So I was like, let's go see if there's any comments on it. So I said, I click on view on Facebook because I get an email on it.
Bam, and I see the there tickets. It is.
Huh. Where's it at?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
Man, I wish my wife.
No, we're flying to Washington to watch the game.
I was gonna say that's really far away.
So, what was your best gift out of all 30 days of your birthday? Oh, I gotta hold on here. Yeah, so Travis set up 30 days. It's just her 30th birthday, and 30 days prior, age 30, she got
to
get
30 to 30. Now I have to 30 do 30 after 30.
30.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're not.
I got like three big gifts, and they're obvious that I'm old. I got a pair of Hey Dudes. It was pretty nice.
A pair of what?
Hey Dudes.
Hey shoes.
Oh.
Super comfy.
That was the very first one.
Actually, and then I went and bought another pair too because they're the best. I got.
Told you.
The big Excuse gift me. Was a Google Nest for our like thermostat, which sounds Google, silly, but we've been wanting one for a long time. So I can control the thermostat from bed.
Isn't the best?
Instead of having to get up out of bed, getting up, running,
and hoping a demon doesn't catch you.
Travis and I fight over the thermostat a lot too, so it'll be.
We haven't hooked it up yet because we have to paint that.
You've given her ultimate control.
What else did I get? Oh, I got Raycons. Earbuds, which are super
Raycons
nice.
Raycons are really nice.
Yeah, that was the one. That was really the only thing I wanted for my birthday. So
today I got text to prove it.
Today I got a can of dry shampoo. What
did he say? A can of dry shampoo, and I couldn't figure that out. What's dry shampoo?
Basically, like hairspray that's actually shampooed for your hair.
Yeah, so you don't have to wash your hair. You don't have to wash your hair so much.
Listen, how does that even work?
I use it because sometimes I'll get up at Sunday mornings and I have to do my hair.
And he's on vacation.
But I don't want to take a shower.
It's fabulous.
But I don't want to take a shower.
He's on vacation. He doesn't want to take a shower.
Right. I saw Batman shampoo the other day.
Give me my phone back.
And I don't want to take a shower because either I wake up late or I'm just lazy. So I'm like, dry shampoo, it kind of just makes it like new.
Yeah,
and I can measure.
Yeah, you don't have to wash your hair much.
I get really.
Does it really work?
It's magic. Yeah. I can go days. Like,
how does it get dirt out of your hair though?
It's just dry.
Why do you have dirt in your hair?
When it rains, it activates it.
We work.
And then have you seen the
I'm
girls?
In the trenches.
Are you?
I got snot and everything up in there. But yeah,
you got cooties and all.
I use it a lot. I do. And actually, I was almost out, and it was—I was just impressed that you knew exactly what kind I got because I switched kinds all the time, and he knows what my favorite kind is and all that stuff.
Good job,
so. Attention to detail.
But like, it was like some days it was candy. Yesterday it was a pumpkin spice candle. I'm trying to think of some of the other stuff. Some days it was like
one of them was a shirt from Maurice's that she showed me a picture of. And she didn't know that I even paid attention to it. No. Mm-hmm. So then I went and got it, and then we went back to Marisa's after I had purchased it. And I was like, oh, this shirt's nice. And she's like, I only showed you that once, and you'll never pay attention to whatever I show you on my phone.
Oh, he also got me that.
It's wrapped in the
You do pay attention.
Right now.
That nestled safely under our. I got that magic mesh stuff for like your doors. Like it's like a screen.
I've seen on TV.
I've really been wanting one for. We have French doors in the back, and there's no screen, but I'd like to have the door open. But
we have French
pets,
doors,
so now we have a screen for our door, and I'm excited about that. It's old people stuff.
Justin,
I saw
stuff I wouldn't have been excited about 10 years ago, but for 30, yes.
I saw a Batman shampoo at the store yesterday.
Batman shampoo.
They're all out of conditioner, Gordon.
Yeah. He made that one up. I bet you that he made it.
No, speaking of dry shampoo, I also have this really bad habit where I'll curl my hair and I get it in knots. It's like a tick thing.
Now you avoid that?
You twist your hair. You curl it
really bad to where it just curls up and I end up
He
just
twirls it with his finger.
I had a kid do that to me the other day.
Jared's matted hair. That's our podcast show name.
And I do that. Jared's matted hair. Listen. And so Megan has this spray that like gets knots out. And she does that to mine.
Does it work on shoestrings?
Probably not.
Does it work on
my hair's pretty thick now.
Does it work on your TV cables?
Yeah.
Don't brag so much. Don't get cocky,
headphone,
kid.
Headphone cables.
You got hair, Randy.
I had a kid who sat not there
enough
and
to get tangled.
My hair all day and got
we cut her hair.
I get tangled bad.
I do that and
I cut it off, but then my hair's all messed up, as you can see, because I just do different spots all the time.
High and tight.
Wow. Okay.
When are you going to get a man bun?
No.
Never.
Countdown to man bun.
Probably no. Never, man.
Can we count down to it, though?
That's over
I
with.
Feel like Nate Reed would disown me, and then that
yes, he
I'd
would.
Be done with life after
what
this.
If we gave you money?
I'll make sure how Nate Reed knows though? Right away if you do it. I'll let him
how
know.
How much, though?
We can just do it and cut it off. It could be like a fundraiser.
Hey, do it and cut off.
It can be a fundraiser.
And mount it on a placard.
It can be a fundraiser.
Chip Gaines did. Like, grow it out really, really long and then cut it all off and, like, just go bald and donate all the hair.
To charity.
Nobody would want it.
Yeah, they would. There's
lice.
What
in
women
it.
Donate
that's
their hair?
Ew, don't say that. No.
Goodness gracious.
We need an edit.
What is this?
Sorry. Oh,
she doesn't have headphones on, thankfully.
All right, today we're going to talk about the judge character and how we could, we'll just
judge play. People.
Yeah, yeah, how to judge people, right?
I have no contact.
If we were to take him and use him for other stuff, just have fun with that.
I have
so.
No idea what this is.
Yeah, you do. You'll know. So, Lord, thank you for this day and for your goodness and bless us
yes,
all today as we generate some ideas right off the cuff here and help other kid ministries out there. Learn from it and extract from it and as they share and use it to minister to their children where they're at. In Jesus' name,
yes.
Please. I'm going to go old school today.
Dude, Reese's Pieces, man. It's on another level, man.
It's the best candy.
It's on another level. Here we go.